The Nome City Council says the city needs more money, and after weighing its options, the council is leaning towards stripping churches and other nonprofits of their sales tax exemptions to get it. Last night's city council work session looked at two ways to collect more sales tax to boost city coffers, either charging sales tax on a long list of heretofore untaxed services, services like banking, used car sales, medical services, and more, or eliminating sales tax exemptions for city churches, Coeric, and more than 40 other organizations. Councilmember Matt Cully says the only way to do it fairly is to strip the exemptions across the board.
My personal opinion when it goes this way is I would take them all, so we're not biased, we're not picking and choosing what we think is great, and get rid of them. And if the city gets healthy again, then you can go back and look at them.
The city already relies on sales tax for the bulk of its revenue. City Finance Director Julie Liu says removing the sales tax exemptions could bring in as much as $800,000 a year. But it's not just about sales tax. The council also looked at closing loopholes that leaves property like dredges untaxed if it's not in town January 1st. Closing that loophole could mean additional fees for port users or assessing a pro rata property tax based on how long a vessel is in town. But it was all just talk at the work session. It will take weeks or even months before the city council finalizes plans to adjust how it collects sales tax. The council then breezed through business in a regular session, approving the third and final phase of planning for the town's new museum, library, and cultural center, the Richard Foster Building. The council's approval means $620,000 was released for additional work, but project manager Kendall Gee with engineering firm Dal HKM says there's still a portion of the project's $19 million cost that has yet to be found.
The city is still about $300,000, you know, left to fund their portion of the project. Coeric has about $1.2 to $1.5 million, which they need to get all of their stuff done. We have the money to do the building. You know, $300,000. You know, there's things that can be deferred, and will be deferred. We have contingency, so we're doing well.
Site work and utilities are going into the new building right now. Materials are being brought to Nome for the building's foundation and steel frame, which should be in place before winter shutdown, with construction slated to finish in the spring.